Okay, so Olimon Claude Desktop feels like one of your annoying little product wins there? Not glamorous, just the kind of thing people actually use instead of talking about it.
Yeah, and my first reaction is that's a better menu, not a breakthrough. The article makes it sound like Claude Desktop suddenly became a universal agent shell, but what it really shows is model routing plus a cleaner wrapper.
Sure, but that wrapper is the whole user story. If I can open Claude, point it at QN or DeepSeek or Kimi locally, and not spend 10 minutes fighting config, that's a real adoption step. That's the part people keep hand-waving away. Most local model tools die in the gap between this is possible and I can get it into my day without thinking. Claude Desktop already owns the habit loop for a bunch of users.
Right, but the article also says Olimon's first effort stalled, which is kind of the tell. The hard part isn't naming the integration. It's whether the abstraction survives contact with real model choice, real latency, and whatever Claude's specific expectations people bring to it.
And that's fair. But I think the integration is useful exactly because it makes the choice explicit. The Olama changes around model mappings and the Claude app support mean you're not pretending every backend behaves the same. You're admitting the mess and giving people a sane control point.
Exactly.
Also, come on. This is very us. What if the winning interface is just the thing people already had open, but with fewer tabs and less ritual? That is such an exploring next take.
I know. We are absolutely the people who get excited about tab hopping being reduced by 12%.
Well, because the 12% is where the body count is, not literally. You know what I mean?
I do, and I'm not dismissing it. I just don't want to inflate convenience into architecture. If Claude Desktop can select among local and cloud models cleanly, that's nice. It doesn't mean the underlying agent story got smarter.
No, but it does mean open models are getting a better front door. And that matters for the people who already wanted a local path for coding or research, but couldn't be bothered to babysit a separate tool chain. That's a real buyer, not a fantasy one.
The article's strongest case is basically that integration work is product work, not just plumbing. I buy that. What I don't buy is any implication that this settles the local versus cloud question. It mostly lowers switching cost.
Which is still huge. If the toggle lives inside Claude Desktop and the model list is visible and explicit, the thing feels less like an experiment and more like a normal option. That's how these workflows sneak into actual use.
Yeah, and that's the useful part. Not AI desktop revolution, obviously. Just a decent bridge between a familiar app and models people already want to poke at.
And honestly, that's enough for me. I'd rather have the boring bridge that ships than the grand platform nobody touches. We've done that dance enough times.
You say that, like, you're not the one who gets excited when a bridge has a nice landing page.
Rude, but accurate. Anyway, this one feels like a legit bridge.
Yeah. Small win, real win. I'm just keeping my skepticism tax on the table.
Fair. And I'll keep my product optimism tax on mine, which feels very on brand for episode 904 of whatever this is.